Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right now, we welcome in a man that played quarterback for the New England Patriots, the Buffalo Bills, and also the Dallas Cowboys. Always great to catch up, chat a little football and wine with Drew Bledsoe. Drew, thanks for the time. How are you and your family been?
Everybody's good, man. Everybody's good. Believe it or not, my daughter's a senior in high school. I'm actually in Salt Lake City going to watch her play some basketball this afternoon. So kind of exciting to see some high school sports being played. It's, you know, obviously club stuff, but everybody's good, man.
What type of dad are you in the stands when it comes to sports?
You know, I'm normally just pretty calm. You know, every once in a while I'll get a little fired up, but I coached high school football for 6 years. And part of the reason I went and coached high school football is because my wife told me that she couldn't sit next to me in the stands while I was watching football. so I think with the basketball it's different, but with football, man, I had to go help.
For some reason, I have a feeling there's going to be a video in a month of two of Drew Bledsoe on TMZ going nuts at an official.
Right, that's a charge. Yeah. That'll be me.
You know what my dad used to do? He used to sit on the sidelines, and he would put his earphones in, and he would listen to probably Bruce Springsteen or something, and he would always get annoyed when they wouldn't call three in the keys, and it would usually be on me, and he would just count out loud, 1, 2, 3, and then it would be 400, 500, 666, and then they would eventually tell him, sir, you got to calm down. This is just a youth basketball game.
Seriously, isn't that funny? Yeah. Gotta love it. Gotta love those dads, and I'm one of them.
For you, did you ever pressure your kids to play sports? You just let them kind of find their way naturally?
Yeah, no, they got to do that all on their own. You know, I mean, it was, you know, we're always, you know, pretty active parents and all that, so I think it was sort of an obvious thing for them to do. But no, they always got to make those decisions about what sports they played. And you know, the only thing that we would require of, like, if they weren't playing a sport during a particular season, they still had to be active. They had to be doing something. But no, we never put anything on them to do that, but they all chose to play. So
Drew Bledsoe here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Drew, I'm sure you're aware of this now. There's a new quarterback in New England. That's Cam Newton replacing Tom Brady through two games, seeing Cam go up against the Dolphins and the Seahawks. And I know you watch the Seahawks a lot, being out there on the West Coast. What were your impressions of Cam through two games?
You know, he looks great. He looks great. He's healthy, obviously. He's doing some of those things that are unique to him in terms of being able to run and be physical. But he's also sitting in there and throwing the ball accurately. The Patriots right now, they've got their entire offensive line healthy. They're giving him good protection. When he has good protection like that, he's sitting in there and operating as a pocket passer. And he looks really, really good. Plus you can just see and hear, you know, talking to him. He's happy, man. He knows he's been given a great opportunity, and he's jumped into it, and it seems like he's taking full advantage of it.
Throughout the years, and there's been some years Tom's had a lot of talent around him, and some years where he just finds a way to get the most out of that football team. This is one of those years, though, when you look at the skill position players, though, Drew, there's not a lot around Cam, and like you were saying, he's been dominant through the air, dominant on his feet. Do you think because of the dual threat type of quarterback that Cam is, that he gets more out of this offense this year than Tom would have just because of the fact that Cam is a mobile quarterback?
Yeah, I think that that's certainly helpful. It puts a different kind of stress on a defense, and limits what they can do some ways defensively. You know, for example, it's a lot more dangerous for a defense to play man coverage if you've got a quarterback that can run, because then the defense has their back turned to the quarterback. So it forces them into more zone coverage. He's still got some decent guys. I mean, in Keel Harry, I thought he was going to be a great player coming out of college. He took a little while to get going last year. You obviously still have Jules there. But the big thing that's going to determine to me, and this is the case throughout, you know, all of football, if they keep all of their linemen healthy throughout the entire season, You know, that allows guys more time to work to get open and allows time, the quarterback to be more accurate.
Yeah, I agree. And I know none of us need a PhD in football to break that down. The offensive line, I thought, was the biggest reason why the Patriots didn't have a lot of success last year for Patriots standards. Drew Bledsoe is here with us on the show. So you played for New England. You also played a few years in Buffalo. Who do you like in the AFC East this year?
Man, you know, I think for the first time in a long time, you might be able to say the Bills are the favorite in the AFC East. You know, they still got to do it, and, you know, I'm never going to doubt the Patriots. But, you know, I can't think – I mean, it's probably been 20-some years before you could even make that argument that there was another team that was potentially the favorite in the AFC East. But the Bills are looking really good. Josh Allen's playing at a high level. They've got some weapons, and obviously they're playing great defense. So those are going to be some battles. I don't know what week that first Patriots Bills matchup is, but that's going to be must watch TV.
Yeah, coming up in November, that's going to be a fun one. And this is a big test for the Bills this upcoming weekend. The Rams surprising people being at 2-0. That's going to be a fun game on Sunday.
It will. It really will. Yeah, that's kind of strength on strength, right? And you got the Rams offense that's just clicking on all levels against a great defense in Buffalo. You know, I think the thing that's been a little bit surprising to everybody, though, has been the offensive numbers that Josh Allen and the Bills offense have been able to put up. So, yeah, that'll be a good one to watch this Sunday. This Sunday's got a bunch of great matchups. I don't think there's any games that look like they're, you know, wild mismatches. It's just strength on strength across the board.
Drew Bledsoe here with us. Drew, getting back to Cam, do you think this will turn into a long-term marriage with Belichick and Cam being in Foxborough for the foreseeable future?
It sure seems like it. You know, it sure seems like it. It seems like, you know, I know that Belichick's been effusive in his praise, you know, of Cam. And Cam, I mean, it was crazy that he was on the street as long as he was. I think people were maybe they're concerned that he just wasn't healthy yet. But I know he's thankful the Patriots gave him that shot. So I think there's some mutual admiration there. I could actually see them, you know, signing him up to a longer term deal before the season's even out, honestly.
Why do you think Bill, and you know Bill, he doesn't give a lot of compliments publicly. Why do you think this early in the relationship he's going public with the praise of Cam?
Well, you know, I mean, I think it's genuine. So you can take it at face value first and foremost. That he does really just genuinely appreciate the guy, the way the guy has integrated himself into the team. But second, you know, when you got Cam, who's been kind of kicked around a little bit and then injured and so on, that, you know, one of the more important things you can have as a quarterback is just confidence. And so I'm sure there's some component of it that beyond just, you know, just being honest about how much he appreciates the guy, really trying to kind of build his confidence up a bit.
We know it's a business. We know names change each and every year. Some names, though, more important than others to certain fan bases. How bizarre has it been for you when you've tuned in to see Tom in a different uniform down in Tampa?
Yeah, no, it's been kind of crazy. It's really been kind of crazy. And you know, he had the rough first week and looked a little better week two and got the W for him. But yeah, I think it's strange for a lot of Patriots fans, and it's got to be especially strange for, you know, people that are Patriots fans in their mid-20s, because by the time they started watching football, they've never watched a friggin' game without Brady being the quarterback, other than maybe that little stretch when Jimmy and Jacoby Brissett were playing. So, you know, sort of a paradigm shift for young Patriots fans to see him down there. But I'm excited for him. You know, it's like everybody kind of – people outside, on the outside, want to talk about, you know, legacy and all of those kind of things, and that's BS to me. It's like the guy wants to play more football. Play more football. And as long as he's effective, you know, you play as long as he wants to.
Yeah, I agree with you. When he made that decision to leave New England, and it doesn't even seem like the Patriots really offered him a deal anyway, so, you know, who knows whose decision it was. But when that Instagram post came out, what was that first reaction from you?
You know, I was genuinely kind of surprised. I just kind of figured they would find a way to, you know, extend it out and kick that can down the road a little bit farther. But, you know, I think that there was some desire on both sides to try something new. You know, I think Tommy probably after 20 years You know, I haven't talked to him directly about it, but we just exchanged some text messages. But I think there was some desire on his side to see what it was like in a different situation. And I think there was the Patriots, regardless of who it is, kind of started with me back in the day. Regardless of who it is, they've always elected to move on from players before they feel like they're past their prime. And, you know, even with a guy as iconic as Tom, I think there was some desire to, start the next chapter without waiting for him to waiting for Tom to retire or get hurt or whatever. So I think there was a mutual decision, and it doesn't seem like there's much animosity either way about the decision.
Drew Bledsoe, you know how important timing is and chemistry and synergy is to an offense. With both Cam and Tom, they didn't have a preseason. They had a very quick training camp. Brady there in Tampa a little bit longer than Cam was with the Pats, so they did some of those offseason workouts where they got some teammates together. But how much more room do you think both quarterbacks have to grow this year just with how early it is with them being in both Tampa and New England?
You know, I think you're going to see that across the league. Now, there have been some good offensive performances already, but I think you're going to see across the league, you know, better football, you know, in a month than what we're seeing right now, particularly, some of the quarterback play. Because it is hard, you know, especially for some of the guys that are the, you know, pocket passers like Tom is, you really rely on precision and timing, to get your job done. Now, some of the guys that are more mobile and can create a little bit more, that's not quite as it's not as important to have that precision, but somehow Russell Wilson up in Seattle is playing at the highest level I've ever seen him play without any training camp. So he's sort of defying that whole premise, I guess.
Do you think he's the best quarterback in the league, or do you go with Mahomes?
It's hard to, that's a hard, comparison to make. I think right now Russell's playing at the highest level, but if you're going to start a team from scratch, which one do you choose, or is it even one of the other guys? I love watching Pat Mahomes play. There aren't that many guys that I can point to, that just like, all right, that dude can really throw, and that dude can really, really throw. He's just a different animal, man. It makes it fun to watch. But yeah, I'm really happy for Russ, man. Hopefully, if he keeps playing anywhere close to this level, he'll finally get his due and get an MVP nod.
Yeah, he'll get some votes this year. Before the year, he was my pick to win the MVP and also be a Super Bowl champion again and a Super Bowl MVP. I like what that Seattle team has this year. And you talk about some of the matchups this weekend. You talked about a little bit earlier, you get Mahomes going up against Lamar Jackson, and then you get to see Dak Prescott up against Russell Wilson. Let me throw you a Dak question in there. What have you seen so far from the Cowboys offense, and do you think they start to get this thing together now, being at 1-1 with the tough game in Seattle this week against the Seahawks?
Yeah, well, they're sure lucky they came back and won that one last week against the Falcons. Otherwise, they'd be sitting at 0-2 and looking at the staring down the Seahawks with the potential of going 0-3. And that's, you can go 0-2 and you can still climb that mountain. But if you go 0-3, man, you're done. The Cowboys seem like they're just kind of finding ways to screw up at the wrong time. There's a lot of talent. They're doing some good things, but when you're playing in the NFL, the mistakes cost way more, and they're not offset. One mistake is not offset by one good play. You can actually go make the mathematical case that one negative play is worth five good plays. And so the Cowboys have just got to figure out how to stop making those mistakes at the wrong time, so that they allow themselves to not lose before they can start winning.
Drew Bledsoe here with us for a few more minutes. What's the latest with the wine, Drew?
Oh man, life's good, man. Turns out when people are locked up in their house, they're drinking a lot of wine. So
yours truly,
The wine business has been good. We've got, it's 2020, so we never know what's coming around the corner next. But we had to deal with all the fires up in the Northwest. But it looks like we're going to be able to get through without too much smoke damage on the fruit. So far, we have with the stuff that we brought in, we haven't been able to measure that at all. But so far it's been good. Certainly been different. I'd never thought I would be sitting doing virtual wine tastings where I've got a Zoom call open and we're sitting there drinking wine with people that are stuck in their houses all over the country. But it's just a whole new world.
No doubt about that. Hey, before we let you run, I'm one of those younger Patriot fans. I remember watching you that year, I think you guys went 5-11, and then the next season, what happened, the whole Mo Lewis situation, and we've talked about this before, so you're right. It is bizarre, but when I look back at that 2001 season, and obviously you come in that AFC Championship game when Tom gets hurt, you make the big touchdown pass, Pats go to the Super Bowl, and Bill had Tom Brady start in that Super Bowl, and we know how it finished. I'm just wondering, and I'm sure you probably thought about this, if Brady doesn't win that game up against the Rams, do you still think Tom is the starting quarterback for the foreseeable future, or maybe they get rid of Tom and keep you?
Yeah, I really don't know, man. I really, truly don't know how that would have played out. I don't know. I don't spend a lot of time, honestly, thinking about it or second guessing. I actually was just saying, last night to some people, I was in Rochester, New York, doing a wine deal, and you know, like, you know, I mean, it wasn't ideal. I didn't love that. But I got to go play in Buffalo, and people think I'm crazy when I say that. But I actually loved playing
great
in Buffalo.
Place.
We had a great time, and I got to play for the Cowboys. And so, you know, I don't second guess it. I don't think about it a lot. The what ifs, but I'm sure glad that I got to have those other experiences.
Buffalo, every time I go there, whenever you leave, I gain an extra 5-10 pounds. Because what it is, it's food, family. Football and obviously a lot of beer and alcohol and wine. That's what it is in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Especially when the weather starts to turn.
Yeah,
all year round. Right on.
Well, hey, how could people go grab a bottle of wine from you if they want?
Oh yeah, yeah. Thanks, man. No, you know, if people want to check us out, you can go to doubleback.com or to BledsoeFamilyWinery.com. Then we've actually got a third winery we're going to launch here this next month. It's called Bledsoe McDaniels, which is Pinot Noir and single vineyard Syrah from the Northwest. So, go check us out online. If you can't remember all that, just type Bledsoe Wine and our website will pop up. Been good, though, man.
Well, stay safe, stay calm at the basketball game today, and we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks so much, Drew.
right on, man. We'll see you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.